The purpose of defining a goal is to create a target to aim for and establish a base motivation that will help you take action to reach your defined goal. Having a goal to complete a 10K race or a marathon may be a great goal and motivating factor for some. Fitting back into an old pair of pants or being able to be more competitive for a sport may be the motivating goals you are looking for. However, what happens if activity and appearance-based goals are not motivating enough to get you to take action? Or what happens once you have accomplished your goal or your goal seems to be unrealistically out of reach? How do you create motivation for activities that put your body into motion and give your body a reason to use your stored energy as fuel, as well as gain a host of additional benefits beyond competition and appearance-based goals? The first step is to come up with as many positive values as you can for putting your body into motion beyond reaching your goal. Let's say that while preparing for your first 10K race, you spent the last 4 months training for it religiously. You lost 12 pounds over the course of 16 weeks, met some great people in a local running club, and felt the wonderful sense of accomplishment that comes from achieving such a goal. Now that the race is over, you start thinking about your next goal. Run the marathon in the fall? Everyone talks about it being the next step, but it doesn't seem to get you going like the idea of your first 10K. You could look to improve your time on your next 10K. That has some appeal, but the effort doesn't seem to be worth it, just to say you ran a few minutes faster. So what to do? Let's take a moment to take an inventory of all the positive things that came about during the process of training for your goal. Number 1, I had more energy during the day than before. Number 2, I met and enjoyed the companionship of some of the runners in the running club. Number 3, my evening runs gave me a chance to de-stress. Number 4, I lost 12 pounds and found making healthier eating choices to be easier and more desirable. Number 5, my morning runs got me going and seemed to create an idea factory for the rest of the day's task. Number 6. It gave me a chance to enjoy some of my old albums I hadn't listened to in a while. Number 7. My runs gave me some time alone and allowed me to reflect on life. Number 8. It felt good when I put my body into motion. I felt more alive and in touch with my body. Number 9. I learned a lot about my body, and I realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. What we have done is created 9 motivating benefits of putting your body into motion beyond simply being able to compete in a race or lose 12 pounds. So how can we translate this list into helping motivate us into putting our bodies into action? Let's say that the new goal has nothing to do with being able to accomplish a specific task or losing X amount of pounds. It is simply to put your body into motion 4 days a week and take advantage of all the other benefits movement has to offer. We start by scheduling 4 times in our week that we can put our body into motion and then pick activities that we can do during those times. Then, when the scheduled time comes, instead of coming up with the reasons why you can't put your body into motion, we use the above list as reasons to motivate us into action. For instance, number 1 could be translated, I know once I get going, I'll have more energy. Number 2, I know once I get to the club, I'll enjoy catching up with Allison or Larry during our workout. Number 3, putting my body into motion is a positive means to de-stress. Number 4, putting my body into motion always makes healthier eating choices easier and more desirable. Number 5, putting my body into motion keeps my brain young and turns my idea factory on. Number 6, I'm going to use this walk as a chance to listen to my new album or favorite radio program. Number 7, I'm starting to get cabin fever. I need some time by myself. Number 8, I like the feeling I get when everything seems to be clicking and I feel alive. Number 9, the new me knows I can do more than I think I can. Let's see how much I really can do. I am sure that many of you can come up with more than the 9 benefits that we have listed here. And if you can, do so. The more positive benefits that you can associate with a behavior, the greater the motivation to take action. If you take the time to list all of the benefits that you can and use that list as part of your warm-up and repeat them to yourself before you get going, you will find putting your body into motion becoming easier and easier. When it comes to putting your body into motion, there are countless activities that you can do for your cardiovascular training. Anything that puts your body into motion is a cardiovascular activity and gives your body a reason to use its excess fat. The intensity and duration that you do an activity will determine the training effect that it has. For now, let's just focus on finding activities that you can do. Take a few minutes to complete the activity list so that you can begin to see all the activities that you have available to you.